Shalom Aleichem, everyone, and welcome as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra. Not quite Shabbos HaGadol, because the following Shabbos is Erev Pesach, but Shabbos, which in the sense of preparation and anticipation, is very much similar to Shabbos HaGadol. Let me start with a good story for the Seder night and move on to a machshava. The story is a story about Aliyah L'Regel. This time of the year, if we would be in Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone would be staying in a hotel for Pesach. When they tell you Jews don't stay in hotels for Pesach, not quite true. Because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, nobody stayed home unless they lived in Yerushalayim. Everybody traveled and stayed, well, maybe not in hotels, but stayed in homes in the Yerushalayim area. The story is about a farmer who packed up his family, his wife, and set out from their farm to go to Yerushalayim, to be Olil Regel. It's very, very challenging because a farmer leaves his entire farm unguarded. Everybody in the family is Olil Regel. And he's driving his horse and buggy up to Yerushalayim, and halfway up he says to his wife, did you remember to shut the window in the barn? And she says, I thought you shut the windows in the barn. He says, uh-oh, a thief can just climb right in and steal our chickens and steal our animals. He says to himself, you know what? It says in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a promise that if we're Olil Regel, nobody will take our things. And he continues traveling. And as he's traveling, he says to his wife, you know, I don't know if you remember to hide the silver. Did you hide the silver? She says, I thought you hid the silver. The silver is there. Oy, a thief can come in to our hut and steal our silver. We really should go back and hide the silver. And he says to his wife, you know what? The Torah gives a haftacha, we'll be protected. Let's be protected. And they go, still nervous about their home, and head to Yerushalayim. As they approach Yerushalayim, they see the Beis HaMikdash from the distance, and soon they come very close to the Beis HaMikdash, and they find a parking place, and head to the Beis HaMikdash. And here the farmer walks in, and he's swept away with the majesty and the awe of the Beis HaMikdash. When he gets to the Har HaBayis, he takes off his shoes and leaves his shoes near the entranceway, where there's probably a special place to check in your shoes, because it's also to go on the Har HaBayis with shoes. And he goes up into the Har HaBayis, into the Azara, and he feels the awesome Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Kainan by Vaidasam, Levim, Mishiram, Uvizimram, and he feels like such a spiritual person. And up in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down at him and says, Mayofu pa'amayich bano'olim bas nadiv. How beautiful is your walking in shoes, bas nadiv, the Jewish people. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's beautiful that you're at the Beis HaMikdash. It's beautiful that you swept away with the sense of Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. But I hold dear the traveling. When you travel, you aren't inspired. It was an exhausting trip. When you traveled, you were worried. You worried about your parnasa. And you relied on me. Mayafu pa'mayach ba'nadolim basnadiv. How beautiful are your steps. When you were wearing shoes, you traveled to the Beis HaMikdash. What mesiras nefesh. And the message here is an important message, that although ultimately it's the time of Kedusha, the time of inspiration, that is important. The Seder should be a Seder to in which we connect to Torah and Mitzvahs to Rabbeinu Shalom. Mayafu pa'amayach bano'olam basnadiv, but how beautiful are your preparations when you come, when you don't feel inspired, when you feel tired and you're exhausted, you're busy preparing for the Yom Tov, sacrificing for the Yom Tov. Those are the days before Pesach. The days when it's hard, when it's challenging, and we push, and we do it, and we help. That's the beauty. With that story, let me move on to a thought on the Haggadah. Avodah meyinu lefari b'mitzrayim. We will all sit, and after the Manashtana respond that we were slaves to Pari in Egypt. I understand that most of you can say that. But I'm from Shevet Levi. Why am I saying Avodah meyinu lefari b'mitzrayim? I wasn't a servant. I wasn't a slave. My parents were not slaves and servants. How does Shevet Levi say Avodah meyinu? And once you think about it, it's even a stronger question. Avraham Avinu was told Va'avodum v'inu oisam arba me'eshana, that the Jews would be avodum, would be put to work v'inu oisam, and given pain, torturous work. I'm a Levi. How was Avraham Avinu's Brisbane Absarim Nevuah accomplished with me? Rav Druk, in his Darash Mardachai, brings B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Go to Yerushalayim, Deo Vartel, Mayom Rosh Hashiv. He says B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov the following. The third kash. How are the 400 years Mekuyam? How are the 400, even 210 years Mekuyam? The actual work was only 86 years. Says Rabbi Yaakov, the Avais felt the pain of the Golus from the fact that they lived intermingled with the pagan world around them, with the non-believing world around them. It was very painful to them. It was very difficult for them. It was torturous. They had to walk, do business, deal with people that are so far from knowing the truth of Torah. They felt at all times that they were in Golus. When Yaakov Avinu and his sons and grandchildren came down to Mitzrayim, they felt the Golus. They felt the pain of leaving Eretz Yisrael. They felt the pain of living in a society such as Egypt, which was full of idolatry. They were in Golus. They didn't have to work. They felt the Golus. When they died, a new generation came up. This was a new generation. This was a generation that mixed freely among the nations. They felt comfortable among the Mitzrim. They felt comfortable going to the Mitzri mall. They felt comfortable going to the Mitzri amusement park. They felt comfortable walking the streets of Manhattan. They felt like they belonged. They didn't feel like they were in Golus. The Kiyum of Golus, which for over 300 years had been accomplished from the Bris Ben Absorim, had been accomplished without being made slaves. For 300 years, there was a sense of Golus. It was not necessary to have servitude. That came to an end. And suddenly, in order to make the Klal Yisrael, that the Jewish people should feel like they're in Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that they be enslaved, that they be servants, they work for others, and in that way, the Golus will continue. Shevet Levi, on the other hand, which still felt the pain of Golus, even after the period of time where Yaakov and his children had already passed on. They were in Golus without having to work. So it was Mekuyim in them, the Inu Oysam Arba Me'eshana, the pain of living among individuals, among non-Jewish individuals who don't believe in God, who don't believe in Torah. Says Rav Druk. That's why it says, Elish Shmais B'nei Yisrael Haboim Mitzrayim. These are the names of the Jews who are coming. It doesn't say Asher Bo'u, who came. It says Haboim Mitzrayim, because Yaakov and his children were always, at all times, feeling that they have come to a strange place. As long as it was a strange place, they felt the Golus. What this means to say is that there was plan A and plan B. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu they're going to be in galus, in a painful galus. Plan A, the galus will be accomplished without having to be enslaved and working hard, because they'll feel that they're in galus. Plan B, well, if plan A doesn't work, you go to plan B. You make them feel like they're in a strange place. And that, in the case of Mitzrayim, was a Yoka Melech Chadash. As soon as Timoi Haaretz Isam, they walked among the people of Egypt. Didn't bother them, didn't disturb them. We're all good people. Yeah, sure, we're all good people. But some believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom and some don't. And you're mixing among them. So we're going to make you feel like a stranger in the land. And then things changed. Our parents felt like strangers in America. Our generation, we feel like we belong. We feel like citizens. We don't feel like guests. We're guests in America. You don't know it? Guess what? This is new government. The government has totally different values than we have. Now you feel it? Let's hope we do. Because in the Gullus, you're supposed to feel it. If we feel like strangers in a foreign land, we feel the pain of living among people whose sense of values are totally different than ours, that's fine. That's fine. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be in Gullus. The Sefer Divrei Eliyahu from a Talmud of Reb Chaim Brisker, in which he writes, Reb Chaim said in the name of the Beis Halevi the following. He said, if Reuven hates Shimon, and you ask Reuven, why do you hate Shimon? If he's going to answer, I despise Shimon. He walks around with ripped clothing. He's smelly all the time. He doesn't shower. He doesn't behave in a fine way. You say that? Well, then there's an Eitzah. You go to Shimon and you teach him to bathe, to dress properly, and then the sinner will dissipate. However, if you ask Reuven, why do you hate Shimon? He says, I hate the guy. Tachlis sinas, I just can't stand his guts. Then you go to Shimon and you say, put on better clothing, take showers, dress as a fine, upstanding, wealthy man. Then when Shimon dresses as a fine, upstanding, wealthy man, Reuven's going to hate him even more, because he hates him be'etzem. He hates him tachlis sinas anesim. Many times, Jews throughout our history have thought that the non-Jew doesn't like us because we're different. We're different. If only we'll be the same, they'll love us. Says the Beis Halevi, it's a mistake. Tachlis sinas anesim is an inherent hatred, a dislike that the non-Jews have for the Jewish people. And if you're going to dress up as a nice, fancy, classy person, ain't going to help you. It's going to make it worse. Va'avodim v'inu oisam arba me'ei shana. Pesach, we remember, we're a nation apart, whether we like it or not. We're a nation apart. Atavrachatonu mikolo amim. We are a nation apart, but a princely nation. A nation that sits at the Seder, closes the door to the outside, and celebrates that which we have, a continuous line of emunah and faith throughout human history, all the way back to Avraham Avinu. What a special night. And as we prepare for Pesach, we learn Parshas Vayikra, about the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, the majesty of the Avodah, the inspiration of the Avodah. We should be zeichet to see it again. To Me'hirav Yameinu Amen.